I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It is 29 degrees.
No crashes and excellent speeds on your roads. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We continue following a developing story on Utah's morning news. More than 700,000 jobs were lost last month, ending 10 straight years of monthly job gains.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who has the numbers from the March jobs report. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the news comes after 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, which shattered the previous record set just a week before. Science Bank Vice President of Consumer and Public Policy Robert Spendlove puts it all in perspective.
Like a natural disaster, and it's having the effect of shutting down effectively everything. But rather than happening in a small scale like in a community, it's happening nationwide, and it's really happening worldwide.
With the most recent numbers, the unemployment rate jumped to 4.4% from a 50-year low of 3.5%. Spendlove says just how bad it will get depends on how well we're able to battle the coronavirus outbreak. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment, just after the opening bell. And the markets continue on the loss, but boy, you'd expect that maybe a bigger reaction, especially early in trading, and we're off by less than 100 points on the Dow, 21,314. That's about a half a percentage point. The S&P 500 down just 9 points. The NASDAQ this hour off by 20 points. And, of course, we'll have more coming up at 7:55 on Utah's Morning News.
A decade of job creation comes to a crashing end. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the Labor Department's March jobs report uses surveys from a couple of weeks ago. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports the unemployment rate today is likely now higher than the reported 4.4%.
Economists warn it could hit 15% by month's end. It hasn't been that high since the Great Depression.
Most of the job losses come from government orders to shut down due to coronavirus. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi set up a new select committee to investigate the coronavirus response, but Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying that's redundant.
We have an oversight committee that the speaker gets to pick someone, the leader gets to pick someone. I believe there's 5 people on it.
Pelosi wants transparency for the trillions of dollars authorized by Congress. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. President Trump has tested negative for coronavirus for a second time.
I think I took it really out of curiosity to see how quickly it worked and fast it worked, and it's a lot easier. I've done them both.
He said the new test was much less uncomfortable and got the result in about 15 minutes. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The ACLU of Utah is asking the state Supreme Court to release inmates and prisoners to protect them from coronavirus.
We are hoping that there will be a very quick release of as many people as possible.
Utah ACLU legal director John Mejia says inmates and prisoners are not able to comply with CDC guidelines. He says they are asking that those who have less than 180 days on their sentence be released to a responsible person like a parent or a sibling.
With schools still out until at least May 1st, the state school board has make more adjustments to state education requirements. Usually schools are required to observe teachers for evaluation. That can't happen now, so the Utah State Board of Education granted a waiver. The board also agreed to ask lawmakers for a waiver to the state law requiring a civics test for high school seniors. They need to pass it to earn their diploma.
The 190th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is set for this weekend, but it will be very different.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live on the scene near Temple Square with a preview, Mary.
Amanda, 6 months ago, President Russell M. Nelson said this at the end of October's General Conference.
The year 2020 will be designated as a bicentennial year. General Conference next April will be different from any previous conference.
There's a special Saturday evening session for all members, and the conference planned to focus on the restoration. But coronavirus also caused major changes. There will be no audience in the conference center. Talks will be broadcast from a small auditorium on Temple Square, with only the handful of people speaking or praying for each session there. Music is all pre-recorded as well. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
That will be one of the more strange things, is not to have the Tabernacle Choir there in the background. All general conference sessions, by the way, will air live, of course, on KSL News Radio, including that special Saturday night session. Check us out online at KSLNewsRadio.com or ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio. And remember to check out the First Vision Bicentennial Special that's coming up Sunday at noon with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.